Leaders of the Group of Seven Industrial Nations have agreed on an infrastructure plan for developing nations to challenge China's global initiatives. President Biden's campaign to unify the world's democratic leaders to compete economically with China reached a turning point at the summit. Biden held talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, who was happy to have a cooperative ally after 4 years of a Trump presidency, which had strained Franco-US relations.
I think it's great to have the US president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Biden also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who downplayed differences on China and a pipeline that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Nevertheless, both Biden and Merkel were positive about discussions, and Biden articulated his support for the EU to handle its economic issues.
The European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
Karen Chamas, London.